Half of the demented things I've ever done, I blame on summer camp. Camp Indianola in Madison, Wisconsin, in my case. Summer camps are often places of sweaty cabins with appropriated Indian names, counselors of college age who'd probably rather be hitchhiking across Europe, color wars, camp shows and songs, short sheeting beds, and other pranks more painful. I'm remembering you here, Jackie Gerstein. Roger Bennett has documented some of the details of summer camp for boys and girls in his book, Camp Camp, Where Fantasy Island Meets Lord of the Flies. Roger Bennett joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
And as I understand it, you spent 3 years collecting essays, more than 80,000 photos from camp life in the 80s and 90s. My gosh, why is camp so interesting to you?
There's probably no better prism to really look at our generation, who we are and how we got to be that way, other than through the summer camp prism. So the book is about summer camp, but it is in kind of the same way as Plato's cave is about prisoners in chains. We're really trying to glimpse the journey of our generation and who we are.
One of the things several of the essays in the book talk about is the fact that in many camps, there really is a severe social order. You've got a phrase written here where you say the cabin could be a place of mental torture in which techniques befitting the CIA's PSYOPs manual were commonplace.
Yeah, well, we documented in the boys' bunk where the physical violence was definitely extremely present, as opposed to the girls' bunk where I think things were a lot more mentally tortuous. We did able to collect over 20 remarkable pieces of violence that were everyday occurrences within the boys' bunk. And the thing that was fascinating about collecting them is that when the people told us about them, they actually loved being on the receiving end because, as one of them said, if you were given a bungee cord wedgie, it meant the counselors noticed you. It meant that you had arrived.
There's a man who actually is on our show a good deal named A.J. Jacobs, who's an editor, of course, at Esquire magazine. And He has an essay in here, which I think will make a lot of people twinge. It's called Dear Scott Blonken. Scott Blonken is a young man who A.J. bullied. A.J. writes, "I'm sorry we mocked your tick, where you puckered your lips every 30 seconds. I'm sorry we bet you 5 Kit Kat bars you couldn't go a whole day without puckering your lips. I'm sorry we spent the rest of the day puckering our own lips and saying, 'Ooh, that feels so good. It's so good to pucker the lips.'" It goes on and on. He emotionally bullied this young man.
He did, and he wasn't alone. And the other part of AJ's essay that puts it into context is that he reveals that he was the victim of bullies in his own school. So this was a group of individuals who'd been bullied coming together to beat up on a kid. But the second point is, at the end of the essay, he reveals that he would never, as a result of this experience, send his own kid to summer camp, so it stayed with him.
Did you have a camp?
I did have a camp. I grew up in Liverpool, England, which was a remarkable place to come of age. And I grew up on a steady diet of Starsky and Hutch, Fantasy Island, Heart to Heart. But I came over when I was 19, expecting to hang out with Huggy Bear in New York City, but being whisked off to Maine to a wonderful camp, as it turns out, before I knew what hit me. And I'd never seen anything like it. The subtitle of the book is Fantasy Island Meets Lord of the Flies. It truly was a teenage utopia where it seemed to me kids were making the rules for other kids. And there were firsts just occurring all over the place. Kids were learning to shoot the basketball for the first time, to swim the breaststroke, to take the lead in a version of Guys and Dolls. And obviously at night, when it got dark and everyone cloaked themselves in Drakkar or High Karate Aftershave or Charlie or CK, it became a very different place, a sexual petri dish where a whole load of other kinds of firsts were going down. I just found the whole place unbelievable.
Let me quote an essay here from Jamie Denbow. I guess she was at Camp Tel Noir in Hampstead, New Hampshire.
Indeed.
"So many men, so little time," she writes. "This is the sentiment that would go through my head as I applied one last layer of Revlon's pink foil lipstick or gave my deeply sun and damaged locks one more spritz of Aquanet. The social, that twice monthly event that brought boys and girls together, literally together, her iron grip clamped down on his shoulders, his sweaty fingers." Can I finish this sentence? "Delicately lying over her hips." I can't believe any parent listening to our conversation is going to let their son or daughter go to summer camp after the way you've just described it.
I would bet the opposite. I bet that there's parents all over the country listening to this wishing that they could leave their jobs and return to that time and place. And
the parents could do it now that you've got some wisdom.
Well, that was one of the more remarkable parts of doing the book, is that we reunited former bunks, which was not too hard because so many of them are in deep, deep contact still. Listening to them, we realize there's a nation of Americans who on the surface have been able to sculpt seemingly normal lives as lawyers, doctors, accountants and the like, but they're still waiting for the color war cannon to go off at any second, and they'd love to depart from their current reality and go back to that time and place where it felt like anything was possible.
Mr. Bennett, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me on, Scott.
Roger Bennett is the co-creator of the book Camp Camp, where Fantasy Island meets Lord of the Flies. To see photos and stories from the book, you can come to our website, npr.org, and you can see our NPR Summer Camp Flickr group, where you'll find, in fact, my camp photo, along with my mother on Parents' Day, as well as those of other NPR staffers. While you're there, you can upload your own timeless camp photos. This is Weekend Edition, directed by Elaine Heinzman, produced by Sarah Byer-Kelly, Bridget McCarthy, Darcy Bacon, Justine Kennan, Janae Williams, MJ Davis, Elliot Hannon, Jenny Gold, and Victoria Chow. Our technical director is the old red wasp, Burke Hun, so ably assisted by Lamar Nickens, Kevin Maynor, and Kurt Stalnicker, our librarians, Kima Leski and Mary Glendenning, our senior editor, Tony Marcano. Peter Breslow's away on vacation. I'm the former editor of the Camp Indianola Totem Pole.